Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Trisha from Operation Delta Dog.
Hello, my friend.
Good morning.
Great name for an organization, OperationDeltaDog.org. Tell us what you guys do.
Thank you so much for having me here. This is so exciting. I'm a huge fan. At Operation Delta Dog, we have a mission to reduce the veteran suicide rate by rescuing dogs from shelters and training them to work as service dogs for veterans.
What a wonderful thing to do. But I do know that it is not an easy thing to do, to have a dog that can be trained to work with someone in this specific capacity, especially a rescue dog who might have come from all different situations, is expensive.
Right, right.
Yeah. Can you tell us, like, how much does it cost to get a dog from point A to a veteran so that we can get you some money?
There is absolutely no charge to the veterans to participate.
Oh, I know that. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. We feel they have given enough, so we take care of it. It costs about $25,000 to $30,000 per dog, start to finish, and we rely entirely on donations and a few grants because there is no government funding for this. This is just citizens, individuals who want to help veterans.
And Trisha, what are some of the services that these dogs provide for the disabled veterans when they're in their home?
Usually called TBI, or of course PTSD, which most people have heard of. And those are thought to be the leading causes of suicide in veterans. So our dogs try to alleviate all of the many symptoms associated with that, such as being socially isolated, depression, feeling like you have no purpose. You know, after you've been in the military, you had this incredible purpose, and then you come home and you feel you've lost that in some cases. And of course, these veterans have suffered through some incredibly traumatic situations. So their dogs just help them sort of come to terms with that, re-enter civilian society. And of course, they're just great friends and loves to have around.
So I see it's been a decade of service dogs for veterans for Operation Delta Dog. Is that right?
Yeah, we're actually in year 11 now. Yeah, we had our 10th anniversary last year.
Okay, so how can we help? What would you like people to do?
Well, obviously, we love donations and need them desperately. We also love fosters. So sometimes our dogs come to us from a shelter and they're just a little too young to start the training. So we need someone just to stay with them for maybe 3 months, 6 months, something like that. Sometimes even less. Hmm. So we really do need the fosters to enable us to get that great dog from the shelter when they become available. We have a training facility in Hollis, New Hampshire, but we can't fit, you know, tons and tons
right.
of dogs. So that's why fosters are important. And we have a big event coming up September 22nd, just a few weeks away. It's called Run to Rescue 5K Run and Walk in Nashua, New Hampshire. And you can participate in the run or walk with or without your dog. So it's one of the only events around that you can bring your dog to that's a run like that.
Trisha, thank you for coming on the show. I'm a veteran. I don't know if you know that or not. I served in the military.
I do.
And
yeah.
I was very fortunate. I did not suffer from any of these things coming out of the military. But I understand, you know, there's a lot of men and women that come out of the military and they're just lost for a long time. And it can be difficult to ask for help because
Absolutely.
Of the way you're trained in the military is you don't ask, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when you get out of the military, it's hard to ask.
Yeah.
You just...
Right.
You try and power through it. And so something like this, having a service dog to help these men and women after they've been in the military, I think is so awesome. So thank you for what you're doing. If you want the link to make a donation or to find out about the organization or about the 5K that they're doing, you can text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234 or go to OperationDeltaDog.org. And Trisha, now you and the entire crew are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Hey.
Yay. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show and sharing the story with us, Trisha. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, we want to hear what you got going on. It could be you know, an organization that works with animals. It seems like that's been the theme this week for the Good Vibe Tribe.
We're here for that all day long.
Or it just could be you and the fact that your kids are out of the house and you're happy about that, too. 617-931-1234 to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe. We'd love to have you on. If you can't do it right now, that's fine. We can schedule a time to record it sometime later in the morning. 617-931-1234, again, to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe. What do you have for Good Vibe Tribe Audio, Kennedy?
Well, you know, the football started last night.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City Ravens, and it ended with this wild last second touchdown being reversed. Here's what happened.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over. Kansas City has won.
27-20. The Chiefs win on opening night by a toe.
And for those of you keeping score at home, Taylor Swift's first showing on the national broadcast happened at 2 minutes and 55 seconds on your clock.
I miss the good old days when they didn't have instant replay and they'd have called that a touchdown, and then the next day in the paper you'd have a picture of how they got it so wrong.
I've watched his replay 6 times this morning, and he was out by like half a baby toe. I hate the Chiefs. This is a Good Vibe Tribe, so I'm going to stay back.
Sorry, Dan.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.